Oh, hello there. Welcome back. Hey, it's Jeff, hanging out in southern Maine, getting ready to figure out this Fishborn podcast number two. Let me tell you what, man, the last time that lead-in, I know, 2.5 minutes. No, we're not going to do that shit anymore. I'm going to rein it in right about now. I guess it's about time that I go ahead and get Josh on the line, see if he's ready to do this thing. Now would be a good chance to grab a beer. It's always a good chance to grab a beer, isn't it? Go ahead and get a cold one. We're going to fire up this podcast. Fish Porn, podcast number two. Hang out.
All right, here we go. Episode number two. What's up, Josh? How you been?
Hey, I'm pretty good, Jeff. How are you been?
Living the dream.
Oh, so, I hear that.
Yeah,
I did.
It's fall fishing season.
That it is. It is streamer season. I just did a nice little trip over the weekend, filming down in Arkansas. Had a great time down there.
Yeah, the pictures look good.
Yeah, if you haven't checked them out, I posted a few from the weekend over on the Fish Porn Instagram, so check it out. Didn't want to give too much away, but go check them out.
Yeah, I know the backstory on what looks to be some really cool footage of you with this drone, and not to give it away, but man, that looks like it was a pretty cool scene to be a part of.
Oh, that it was really cool because I got to catch a fish. I got to catch a fish. The photographer came up and got the footage of me releasing the fish. And he's like, hey, go catch another fish. And so I walked back kind of to my spot because I walked closer to him. And he stood there for a little bit after two or three casts and all of a sudden, I hear the drone take off and fly right over my head, and then that footage happened. And I know it's kind of hard to see in that video, but in high depth, it's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, and I think our listeners will get some more details on what exactly you're talking about coming up later in the podcast. But man, I'm looking forward to seeing that movie when it comes out.
Oh, it's going to be so cool, and hopefully it is going to be released by the end of the year, we're hoping.
Excellent. So, folks, I guess if you don't know what we're talking about, there's going to be a segment coming up, and you're going to learn more about it. So just bear with us for the moment. Before we get to that, Josh, is there anything industry-wise that you've heard about? Any good news going around?
I haven't really heard of much. Just some of the local stuff. Actually, you know, if you haven't checked it out, Fly Fishing the Ozarks YouTube channel with Brian Wise does awesome streamer videos. He just kicked off his season of Streamer Chronicles on YouTube. The first episode with Rich Strawless is out. If you haven't seen it, it's a really good video to watch. It gets me pumped to go want to start throwing streamers right now.
Nice. It is streamer season because those fish need a big meal to get ready for the long winter.
Yes. And I have been seeing a lot of pictures lately from the lake that's like 5 minutes from my house, people catching muskie. So it's got me itching really hard.
Nice. You know, speaking of that, I got a, I don't know how I saw it, but there was a very large muskie taken out of Fontana Lake. I think I sent that link to you, Josh.
Oh, that picture just ruined me for the whole weekend of fishing down in Arkansas, because I actually had muskie on my mind the whole time.
Yeah, I think it, what was it, like 50 inches or
like 52 that? Inches.
Yeah, taking Fontana Lake, North Carolina, my old stomping grounds. Some dude yanked one out of there. So southern muskie do exist.
Yes, they do. And speaking of muskie, Alyssa Lloyd from the internet series Blindcast out of Canada, she just actually caught her first muskie on the fly the other day. So that was pretty cool.
Very cool.
So now it's my turn, right?
Exactly. Well, yeah, hopefully we'll have documentation of that. Hopefully somebody gets a drone over you when you get that muskie on.
Hey, anybody with a drone that wants to come film, holler at me because I'm ready to go fish.
Heck yeah. I think I'll put the battery on charge in my drone and we'll get it done.
There we go.
So, other than that, Josh, I know that we were going to talk about jungle fish. It's having some popularity going down.
Yes, Costa just put out a new video, if you have not seen it, called Jungle Fish. They, three guys, one boat in Guyana, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Chasing arapaima on the fly. And if you have not seen this video yet, go check it out.
Is it over at Costa's site?
Yes, and there, I think there is a link on their Instagram as well. If you don't follow them on Instagram, you should, because that's where everybody's at these days. But yeah, it's, that video makes me want to go to Guyana and chase arapaima now.
Yeah.
Because I need one more fish to chase on my bucket list.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta love it. So, you know, now's a good chance. We brought up the Instagram. Let's remind everybody to go and check out our Instagram, the Fish Porn Official Instagram at FSHPRN. It'll get you some crappy pictures put up by me and some beautiful photos put up by Josh.
Not always.
Oh, that's how it goes. I put up a pic the other day. You know when you see a rod sitting on the ground and you're getting scenery photos that no fish were caught? That was definitely the story for me. Met up with an old buddy that I had not seen in many, many, many years. And we fished the salt water. And, well, we got beat down by the wind and the waves, but it was still nice to be out.
Hey, it's always a good day to be out in the water.
Yep, it beats working, right?
Yes, it does. But definitely stay tuned to our Instagram page, because we will start posting quite a bit more here as the fall and winter rolls around, of some cool things happening around. And, you know, that's how you're going to stay in touch with this podcast.
Yeah, and that's what we want. We want you guys all to give us a chance. Let us get it fired up. You're kind of here in the construction phase of the whole thing. So cut us a little bit of slack. We're learning how to do this. We're trying.
This is only our second one. It can only get better from here.
Yeah, man. The first one was lame. Folks, if you listen to the first one, I'm sorry. That intro, like 9 minutes of lead-in, never going to happen again. So this one's just going to get right down to the point.
Hey, we have to figure out this whole editing program. So just bear with us, people.
So we do want everybody to start calling us. We have the Fish Porn Hotline. We want to hear from you.
Yes,
970-834-FISH. What's that, Josh?
Yes, you can call us, 970-834-3474.
Yeah. Yeah, give a call. Leave a message. You might make it onto the show.
And if you guys just have an idea, send us an email or call us and leave us a voicemail. And if you got an idea for a podcast that you want to hear or something you want us to talk about, we'll be more than happy to talk about it and try to get people on this podcast.
Yeah, we have the technology to do this whole conferencing people thing in. So we want to use it. Josh, you brought up a good point, sending us an email. There were some email links set up on the website on fish.porn and fshprn.com. I don't know if they ever worked. Just trying to set all this stuff up, and I did a couple test emails that never went through. So there is a new link for email. It's on the website, fish.porn or fshprn.com, the work-friendly alternative to get to us.
Yes, don't look up the fish.porn at work because you will get in trouble. And we don't want none of our listeners to get in trouble.
Yeah, there's only 7 of you, so we need to keep you around. If you're jobless, then, well, that's bad for us. I don't know how, but it is.
Yeah, because if they can't listen, then we don't have a listener.
Exactly. So head over to the site in a safe way. You have your options to get there. You're going to see that a few changes are being made. I want to start thinking about doing a photo section on there. Maybe get some user photos up. Get you guys some credit for your fish porn. And start spreading the word about the site through social media. So hang in there and keep checking back. And you're going to see that everything's getting updated.
And definitely shoot us a message through Instagram. You can send photos through Instagram, I believe, on Messenger. And, you know, maybe we'll get your photo and a little story behind it up on the Instagram page.
Yeah, guys. So when you do that, know that both Josh and I can get to it. So if you got something to say to either one of us, hit us up. We have good communication, and we'd love to hear from you. So just to beat down everything again, at FSHPRN on the Instagram. Our number is 970-834-FISH. Fish.porn is the website. If you're at work, it is FSHPRN.com. So, Josh, we have an interview that you did.
Yeah, I had a chance to sit down with Ben from Woodard Rod Company, my rod sponsor, kind of talking about the rods and this film I got to fish for down in Arkansas over the weekend. And I think you guys are going to be, entertained by what he has to say, because he is a hell of a lot younger than I am, and he owns a rod company, which kind of makes me jealous. But he's doing it right, and you know, if you get the chance and you can order one of these rods, I mean, I hate to be the guy selling, but order one. You're going to love it. I caught, if you haven't checked out the Instagram, the pictures from the weekend, go do it now and see the brown trout I caught. I caught this 14-inch brown on a 4-weight rod and just bent the rod over, and it handled it great. I was throwing a mouse fly, stripping top water, and man, it was so much fun. And you know, we get to dive into a little bit of how the rods, and you know, the rods that are getting ready to come out that are in pre-order still, and you know, about this film. And yeah, I think everybody will have some entertainment there.
Excellent. Well, after this break, we're going to have that interview, and I think everybody's going to dig it.
I hope so.
Yeah. So, should we take a break and get ready?
Yeah, sounds good. I need to break another beer open.
Oh, excellent. All right, everybody, hang out. We'll be right back.
All right. This is Josh with the Fish Porn Podcast. And I have got Ben
with Woodard Rod Company here. So, Ben, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live here in Arkansas and fish and guide on the White, Little Red, and Little Missouri tailwaters, and grew up fly fishing, and that just transformed into a love for fly rods, and here we are today with Woodard Rod Company in their second year.
All right. So what made you want to start a rod company? With all the competition that we have out there, what made you want to start something?
Well, I really just kind of saw the open market for it here in Arkansas specifically, and just decided to jump on in. I was unhappy with a couple other products I had tried and realized that, you know, the budget rod, the classic handmade, you know, nice fly rod in a budget series wasn't really available, especially here in Arkansas. And so I just decided to start this thing and dug into it, and it's been relatively successful for me, and very proud of the people we have involved in today.
Well, I am part of the Woodard team, and I've got the four-weight. I love it. Looking forward to when the sixes get back in stock. I know there's a pre-order going on right now for some of the new rods. Can you tell us about some of these new rods?
Yeah, so the one I'm most excited about would be the White River. It's an 8-weight, just classic extended fighting butt on it, and it's a beautiful white color just throughout the whole rod with black wraps. It's fast action, and I've got a sample up and tossing around, and it's really launching the line. Then I've got just the restocks of the Diamond States, 6-weight. The 3-weight being the March Brown, which is going to be 7'6" in a 4-piece. And then I've got a 5-weight called the Little Red. That's going to be a ultralight, fast action rod, just a beautiful red crimson on it. Really looking forward to all of them.
Well, I'm excited to definitely get my hands on the 8. I mean, we were just in Arkansas filming on the Little Red for the film called Flyfish Arkansas, and you had the prototype of the 8, and that little bit of casting I did, I am very looking forward to get my hands on that rod to go chuck some big streamers with.
Yeah, it's handling the fish well. Really able to turn those big flies over and really launch that 350 to 400 grain sinking line up there on the White Little Red tailwaters.
Very cool. And like I just mentioned, we were in Arkansas filming for Flyfish Arkansas. Can you tell us a little bit about that film?
Yeah, so super excited about the film. We got Andrew McNeese and Jeff Rose, and we had Andrew Wynn contribute as well. And we shot on the White, North Fork, and Little Red Rivers. And then we'll be coming down to South Arkansas to chase some warm water species and some dry fly action on the Little Missouri. It's a really big undertaking, and really excited about the final production of it. We've got Loon Outdoors, Free Fly, Fayette Chill, Alpen Reels, Outdoor Professionals with the Dragonfly Rod Holder, and a number of other nonprofits that we're sponsoring on the film as well.
Very cool. Do you guys have an idea of when that is going to be released?
Yeah, so the aiming for it is by the end of the year, hopefully sooner. And really it just has to go with how much editing we're going to have to do. Since this is a large scale production. Obviously we want it quick as possible, but my hopes is it's by the end of the year.
Very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing all the footage from this. Now, as a young guy in the industry, you know, you're a guide, you're a rod company older owner, have you had any pushback from some of the older generation?
A little bit. I've had some people skeptic of my age and involvement in the industry. I haven't had anybody necessarily write me off, though. I guess I'm lucky on that. I know that's a problem a lot of younger guys have. Every girl or guy that's cast one of my rods will undoubtedly tell me that it's a great product. It's a great rod. So I haven't had any negative feedback, per se, on the actual fly rod. And I guess I'm lucky for that.
Now, where do you see the fly fishing industry as a whole heading? You know, this whole big streamer feel is kind of coming up with, you know, you got Brian Wise from Fly Fishing the Ozarks and doing these videos. Do you see it heading more that way, or do you still see kind of that normal nymphing and everything?
You know, the cool thing about Arkansas and the reason why I'm here, is the advancement of the sport. Colorado's been fly fish for hundreds of years. And they don't really have the water potential for these big streamers that we have up here. I like the progression into that, and I hope eventually you're going to see all generations throwing these ridiculous, you know, double hooking, swinging with a, you know, steel wire separating the two, just crazy stuff. And I think that the industry is headed that way. Especially here in Arkansas, I think we're kind of the forefront of it.
Well, the White, if anybody has not seen it, the Straight Outta Cotter Facebook page and Instagram, the giant browns that they're catching at night and, you know, even during the day on those big articulate streamers is just amazing. I can't wait to actually enlist you to take me out and we can go swing some big streamers at these big browns down there.
Absolutely. Come down anytime.
All right. Well, Ben, I appreciate your time. And this has been with Woodard Rod Company. Check them out, www.woodardrodco.com. We also have an Instagram page and a Facebook page. Go check them out. And you still running the Fly Fish Arkansas deal?
Yeah, pre-sale. So 25% off all these rods coming in. The code is Fly Fish Arkansas in all capitals.
All right. Definitely go get yourself one of these rods. You will not be disappointed. Man, I appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're back.
All right. So did you enjoy that interview, guys?
That was a good job, Josh. I'm proud of you. You and Ben, you got it done.
I can make it sound good every now and then.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of jealous that that's quite the opportunity that you got yourself into there.
Yeah, it was such a cool opportunity just to be able to fish, you know, one down there on the Little Red, which I've never been on, and be able to experience that river, and then be able to sit down with Ben and talk with him and, you know, kind of find out, you know, what his points are on this whole industry thing, and being such a young guy and everything, it was so much fun. Can't wait to go back down and fish with those guys again.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to hearing about the 8-weight.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, rumor has it that I may have that in my hands by the end of the month.
Oh, very cool.
I'm actually may have the prototype in my hands by the end of the month. I did get to cast it while I was down there, and yeah, that throwing a 350 grain sinking tip line was effortless. It was just amazing the way it felt and the way it casted. But if I get that in my hands, I will be chasing muskie with it, and you will get to hear a little bit about that too.
Excellent. So, I guess I'm next for the interviews. If everything lines up, the next podcast, I want to share an interview that I'm going to hopefully have lined up here. I'm going to go down and talk to another Josh. He runs All Points Fly Fishing Shop in South Portland, Maine. And hopefully we'll be talking about some fall fishing in New England. He's a dealer for a whole lot of different brands, so I'm curious to hear about some new products coming out and to talk with him and see what he's been up to.
Very cool. Everybody loves new gear coming out. So
yeah. So, you know, Josh, it's going to be November.
Yes.
We're almost there.
It is crazy. This year is almost over already.
Yeah. So I hope that our listeners will email us, will call us. Hey, they can call us 970-834-FISH. Got to get that in there. Hopefully everybody gives us some heads up on what they want to hear on future episodes.
Yes, definitely let us know what you want to hear. If we're actually doing a good job, definitely let us know. And send, like I said earlier, send us a message on Instagram and let us know. Follow us on Instagram and, you know, let's have some fun with this and make this a really fun podcast.
Excellent. So, buddy, anything else we need to cover before we get out of here?
Oh, I don't think so. I need another beer. Besides the point.
You know, the last time I was drinking and you weren't, and it's the opposite tonight.
Well, I drank plenty for you over the weekend, so we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's a fishing trip without a lot of beer. And you can attest to that the last time we fished together.
Yeah, we had morning beers, we had afternoon
lunch beers. Dinner beers.
Yeah, there were a few.
And snack beers.
As I recall, there were quite a few of all of them.
Yes, there was quite a few. And hopefully next year, if Hardly Strictly Musky goes on, we can do a broadcast from there.
Yeah, you know, I don't see it. The site is down. And I haven't seen anything on the social media feed.
I haven't either. But that brings up a good point, because I am looking at maybe doing a contest here next year. So stay tuned for that too through the Fish Porn Instagram.
All right. Yeah, I just double checked, and hardlystrictlymusky.com is down.
Well, then so, I guess I really need to start pushing a contest here in the Midwest.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
So, of course, a buddy just sent me a picture the other day from the lake that's 5 minutes from my house with a 40-plus inch musky on the fly.
Wow.
So just trying to rub it in, I think, is what he's doing.
I think so. Well, we can look forward to that. And, you know, in the meantime, you could always get your butt up to New England. And
yes,
we could go over
I
and
do
see
need to
the,
come up there.
We'll go over and see the Vermont fly guys. Pig farmer Kevin Ramirez and company. Him and Brian Price are up there representing the Vermont area. And hopefully they're going to be guests on the show pretty soon.
Awesome. Yeah, we definitely need to get those guys on there.
Yeah, they go after muskie all the time. And I'd also like to get our boy Expo. He's our friend from across the border in Canada. So I'm looking forward to getting their opinion on fall fishing in that neck of the woods. But they definitely target muskie on a regular basis. So this whole muskie thing, man, it's just blowing up all over the place.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to try to get that Alyssa Lloyd from Blindcast. I'm going to try to get her on here. I need to send her a message and talk. We can talk about her first muskie and her challenges she's had trying to catch it for the last couple of years. So,
well, it sounds like we've got a lot of emails to write and calls to make.
Yes, we do have a lot of emails to write.
So, I hope everybody listening wants to listen to some more, because we're going to bring it to you.
Yes, stay tuned. We're going to come full force now.
All right. Well, hey, Josh, I'm ready to pull the plug on this one. So,
sounds good to me.
All right, man. Well, good chatting with you. And
yes, good chatting with you as well.
Thanks to our 7 people listening. Hopefully that turns into 14 this week.
Yes. Well, let's shoot for 20 this week.
All right, 20 it is. That's our goal. It's like we're selling used cars. We will not stop this episode until we have 20 downloads. Just kidding.
Well, let's just shoot for 20 listeners for this next episode.
All right, that's our goal. You heard it, everybody. Download it twice. All right, Josh. I am going to go ahead and call it.
All right, sounds good.
All right, buddy.
Take it easy, guys.
Still listening. This thing's over. Go away. Come back next time. No, for real. Oh, did you want to hear the how to call us one more time? 970-834-FISH. Call us. No, for real, that's it.